From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. Congress takes the first step toward dismantling President Barack Obama's health care law. Republicans in the Congress pushed a budget that prevents Democrats from using a Senate filibuster to derail a bill that would annul and replace the law. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said the Republicans have no plan in place to help the uninsured.
We've seen nothing, but what we have seen is their cut and run. They want to cut benefits and run. They want to cut savings and run. They want to cut access and run.
The House approved the budget Friday by a near party line vote of 227 to 198. The Senate had approved a similar measure on Thursday. Republicans now have to decide which parts of Obama's statute to erase, what a new version should look like, and how to protect 20 million people getting health coverage under the 2010 law. The U.S. Justice Department says Chicago police officers violated the constitutional rights of residents for years, including permitting racial bias against blacks, using excessive force, and even killing people who did not pose threats. In a scathing report following a year-long investigation, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the problems in Chicago were due to systematic deficiencies and a lack of training.
Our investigation found that this pattern of practice is in no small part the result of severely deficient training procedures and accountability systems.
The Justice Department began investigating Chicago's police force in December of 2015 after the release of dashcam video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times as he walked away holding a small folded knife. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News.